Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Well, what did the fish say to the eel? The more you wiggle, baby, the better it feels. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Well, stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I got a fine little woman, she waddles like a duck. She can't cook, but she sure loves to sew. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I ain't a feather plucker for you or a feather plucker son, but I can pluck your feathers for you till that feather plucker comes. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Well, stick out your can, here come the garbage man. That's right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And guess what? We are going to talk about sanitation. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today, Willie Tennis. Willie is with Tennis Sanitation, which in Hastings is who takes our garbage away when we stick out our can and the garbage man comes. Willie, really nice to chat with you. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Mo. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. So first of all, I am so excited to learn more about this process. I sort of feel like I should have a whole kindergarten class with me because is there anyone that's more excited about a garbage can than little kids?
No, there's not.
No, and garbage trucks coming. Are you kidding me? Kids love it, love it, love it. So first of all, I want to learn more about your business. I understand that your parents established the business in 1966, and then you and your brother Greg took over the business in 88. So tell me more about this, please.
Well, there used to only be one hauler in St. Paul Park, and that's back when you used to be able to burn your trash, and you had the burning barrel in the backyard. And one day the local hauler said he wanted the barrels out on the curb, and my dad said, well, before I do that, I'm going to start my own route.
What?
And so he went to the city, and they gave him a license, and that's how we got started.
So when your dad said that, though, did he already have in the back of his mind a plan how he could become a garbage hauler as well, or how did that work? And did he plan on burning his garbage, or what? That, I mean, that sounds like a pretty interesting thing to throw out in the city to award you with a contract.
Yeah, no, he had checked out getting a truck already, and so he bought a used truck. It was just a dump truck, and then we built plywood sides on it to haul the garbage. And then there was only the one dump over in Immergrove Heights, and so he obviously called them to make sure we could dump over there. And so we just made flyers up and went door to door, and while my dad was a baseball coach, football coach, Cub master, he did a lot of stuff with kids, and so a lot of the parents said, oh, yeah, if you're starting a route, you know, we're going to sign up with you, and so that's how we got started.
Boy, that's a great story. That is really a cool story. So you were a kid during that time, I take it?
Yes, I was 13.
And did you think that it was going to become a career for you?
I kind of thought so because, like I say, I was so young, so I didn't know anything different, and went to school, and then my dad got hurt when I was in the 11th grade, got his finger caught in the compactor, and so he got me out on OJT for the rest of 11th grade, and then that qualified me automatically for 12th grade, so I got OJT. So I liked doing it, and so I kind of thought that's what I was going to do.
So OJT is on-the-job training? Is that
correct.
And that's a program during high school?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. So, Willie, did you start out, you know, being a driver, or what do you start out as?
No, I started out when I was really young, just riding on the back of the truck, and my dad would drive. And then it always seemed like he was trying to be so helpful to me, but it was to help himself, too. He made sure when I turned 16, I got my license. So then he bought a pickup truck that I could drive. So when I got home from OJT, I would start picking up in the pickup and then back up to the big truck and then load it. So, because my dad worked full-time at the St. Paul Stockyards. So he would come home from work, and then he wanted that truck full, and then so he would go to the dump and dump it. And so I basically was getting the routes done, and he was dumping the truck. And then as soon as I turned 18, he made sure I got my commercial driver's license so I could drive the big truck. So then he kind of basically turned most of it over to me. And there was days that, you know, if something happened or whatever, then he'd have to come and help me out. But otherwise, he tried having me get it all done.
Willie, what a cool way, though, to start a company, and really what a huge success story. That's just such a great story to hear. So he worked by himself for a while, and I know your mom was involved in the business. What did she do, please?
She took the phone calls and did all the bookwork and the bills. It was funny, back in the day, that was my first job with my dad, was once a month we would tape a bill to the people's door. And that was my job, to tape the bills on the door.
Oh, and then so, how would you get your payment? Would they mail it in, or would you have to go pick it up?
A lot of people would ask if we would stop to go up to the door on their pickup day and get the money. Or some would come to our house. A lot of people like coming to our house and visiting. And then some mailed it, of course.
Do you remember back in the day when there were paper, and it was usually paper boys, and they actually had to do the collecting of the money too? Remember that? They would.
Oh yeah, I had a friend that did that. Oh, and I used to help him.
That's got to be a tough job, you know. But you sure learn a lot. So this started in St. Paul Park, and then how did your dad grow the business, and did he eventually leave his job at the stockyards, or did he do both until he retired?
Nope. That's a funny story, too. At the stockyards, he always told us how important he was, and we're just like, yeah, okay. Well, he gave his notice to quit, and all the big shots actually wanted to take him out for lunch and talk to him, and so they did, and so they talked him into staying part-time. So he stayed. He'd get his work done if it took him 3 or 4 hours, and then he could leave. Mm-hmm. And so he did that for, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years. And then finally we grew so much that he couldn't even be there that long, so then he finally had to quit.
And growing up, what is it like to see a work ethic like that up close and personal?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I grew up around. I didn't know any different. And my dad always, like I say, worked at the stockyards, had the garbage business he started, and in the spring and fall, there was three different old ladies in town. He would go and put their storm windows on, take their air conditioners out, and then in the spring, wash their screens and put their air conditioners back in. So I used to help him with that, too. So he just always worked, and I don't know, I just did it right with him.
So this business then started out in St. Paul Park, and then when you said it grew, where did it grow, and how did it grow, Willie?
Well, the one hauler that was in St. Paul Park happened to live 4 houses away from us. Well, he had a license in Cottage Grove, but he came to us one day and asked us if we could help him out and do some of his route in Cottage Grove. So we started. Because there was, like I say, back then they burned the garbage, so some people would only call when their barrel was full.
Oh, sure.
And so that's what we started helping out, this cook sanitation. When people would call to have their full barrel emptied, he would give us that address. And then, so we started in there, and then finally my dad went for a license, and Cottage Grove gave us a license. And so then we expanded to Cottage Grove.
And then you've been in Hastings for how many years?
I believe this is our 8th year.
And how is our garbage? Are we doing a good job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's just something. There used to be the little restaurant, Gregory's, on Main Street there.
Oh, my gosh. That goes way back. Yes.
Yes. Well, my parents were really good friends with him. And so Father's Day, Mother's Day, all holiday stuff, we'd go there to eat. And we always said, God, it'd be so cool to see our garbage carts down here. And so finally one day we filled out the application and the RFP, I should say, and met all the requirements. And I remember Paul, the mayor at the time, he said, you know, we keep talking about doing this. He said, we always get these RFPs, but we never switch. He said, I think we should try somebody different, he said. And so he talked the council into switching over to us. And we have nothing, we get nothing but compliments out of that city.
So tell us what you think Tennis Sanitation is known for.
Well, I guess first off, our clean trucks, our bright orange trucks, and definitely our excellent service.
What actually happens when I put my garbage can, let's just do garbage, and then I want to get into recycling, but when I put my garbage can out to the curb, what happens next? You come with your big giant trucks, and then what?
Yes, we pick it up, and we have, since 1987, it's called the R&E board now in Newport. That's where they burn your trash for energy. Incinerators in Mankato and Red Wing. And we bring all our trash there because we didn't want to go to a landfill. But now Washington and Ramsey County purchased it, and they only want Washington and Ramsey County trash going there. So because Hastings is an organized city, their trash has to be brought to a processing center. So Red Wing is a processing center. That's where Newport's trash is going to. And so we called them up to see if we could bring Hastings trash there. And they were about at capacity at that time, but they've expanded since. But they said yes, that they would be happy to take Hastings trash. So now all Hastings trash goes to the incinerator in Red Wing.
So when the trucks leave their route in Hastings, do they go directly to Red Wing?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many streets or how many houses do you pick up on an average day? Like, our garbage day is Thursday, but are you in Hastings every day?
Yes, we're in Hastings 5 days a week, yes.
So how many houses do you pick up before a truck gets full, and how many trucks come to Hastings at once?
Well, we have two trucks designated for trash. And so they usually, it depends, because each day is a little different. Some are bigger routes than others. But most of the days they fill their truck once. It averages right around 600 houses. And then they go to the dump. But then there's days that they have to go twice.
On certain routes.
And, yes.
So that happens every day. And then what about their recycle trucks? How many of those are in Hastings, and where do they go?
Well, we have two recycling trucks that are designated for recycling, and we have our own recycling MRF here in St. Paul Park.
So can you tell us, what do you want us to do as far as recycling goes? What goes in, what doesn't? Do you like it when we wash our cans and our jugs?
Oh, yes, it makes it better for the people working in the recycling center if everything's clean. But the biggest thing that we like to stress is, do not bag your recycling. We prefer it loose. And even if you have your stuff in a paper bag, if you would tip the paper bag upside down when you dump it in the cart, that works the best for us, because the equipment that has to sort some of this stuff, it cannot sort it when it's in a bag. And especially if someone uses a plastic bag and they tie it, then we physically have to tear that bag open to process the recycling that's inside. And then we have a bag that, if nobody pulls it off the line, it gets by them, then it gets caught in our rollers that separate our paper and our cardboard. And so it kind of messes up the equipment. So plastic bags is our biggest no-no.
Well, we're really glad that you told us that. What about yogurt containers? Do I recycle those?
Yes. We tell people, if you look on the bottom and it's got a triangle, some of them are pretty small. You might not be able to read the number, but that's okay. If it has a triangle, we can recycle it.
So anything with a triangle. You know what you've made so nice, though, that we don't have to separate it ourselves?
Yeah, doing the single sort?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we invested in the equipment in 2005 at our facility. And so we have a lot of machinery that sorts a lot of stuff, but we still do have people that have to manually work the lines also.
So what are some of the things that we as customers can do to help your business every step of the way? Do you want us to put our carts out as far as possible? Do you want them a certain distance apart?
Yeah, I mean, we have a label on top of most of our carts, if not all, in Hastings. And we just ask that they're curbside. We don't want them to be too far out, especially in the winter, for the plows. And then we just ask that they be 3 foot apart, because we have the automated arm that comes out and picks up the cart. And so with that, you need approximately 3 feet of distance around that cart so they can pick the cart up and dump it safely without hitting any mailboxes or cars or things like that.
And when did that automatic arm come? Because I remember as a kid, the haulers would hop off the truck. There's usually two of them. One was driving and one was hopping on and off and dumping garbage. And when did that shift?
Well, for us, them are called rear loaders. That's what everybody used to use. And then in 1990, we bought a different style truck. It was called a Lodahl Evel, EVO. And they were the ugliest things, but they were so efficient. And they were made right in Kingsford, Michigan. They were what they called a semi-automated truck. There was actually a lever by the transmission lever. You flip both those levers, and you could actually step out of the truck, and you could step out by the cart. The truck would roll and stop right by the cart tipper. So you would just put the cart up to the tipper, dump it, and then take 3 steps back into the truck. So we used those trucks for about 15 years, and then we finally went, our drivers wanted air conditioning, so we started buying the fully automated trucks with the arm where they don't have to get out.
And may I be presumptuous and ask, how much does a truck cost, please?
Well, brand new are close to $300,000.
Ugh, and how long do they last?
It all depends how well you take care of them.
Okay, so it's not mileage or anything, it's...
No, well, and see, our company, we do not buy new trucks. We buy ex-city trucks, and we refurbish them right here at our facility. We have a weld shop, our mechanics, we go through them, we paint them, and they look like brand new, and they last us for 10 plus years.
Well, we certainly are so grateful, you know, that tennis really just takes the wonder and the worry out of garbage. And it's one of those things that we certainly take for granted as the public. And we shouldn't, because there's a lot of moving pieces that make what you do work. And so thank you for not, you know, letting us know all the moving pieces behind the scenes. But this was interesting to hear them. But we appreciate all that you do, Willie. Thank you so much. Tennis Sanitation, been around since 1966. Do you have another generation coming up?
I have one son, and my brother has a son and daughter that are heavily involved in the company, yes.
That's pretty nice. It's great to see a nice family company moving ahead. Willie, thank you so much. Willie Tennis, Tennis Sanitation, is who takes your garbage and your recycling every week. So thank them when you see them. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come